Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go. Cause when I look to the sky, something tells me you're here with me. And you make everything all.
And good evening. Welcome to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host for this hour. My name is Angelina Diana. I'm a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. I also sit on the Medium Advisory Board. I'm also a proud volunteer. And I want to thank you so much for joining me this evening, the day before the world's going to end. Let's just put it out on the table. You know, there's a lot of discussion about that. And I was actually speaking off air with our guest medium, Janet Nohavik, who will be joining us in just a few moments to do messages and answering all your questions about spirit and the other side. But we'll probably have an interesting discussion with her about what her feelings are. Is the world going to end? What is her philosophy on that? There's a lot of talk about a renewal of spirit and how we feel about being on this planet and shifting the way that we think, shifting the way that we feel about each other, humankind, being more loving and spiritual. There's different philosophies on that. It'll be really interesting to hear Janet's and also yours too, if you want to ask her a question or even let us know your feeling on what you feel about 1221. We'll discuss that a little bit too. But if you are listening to us, more than likely you're listening to us through the internet. And if you get a chance to check out the Forever Family Foundation website, it would be awesome. There's so many great things going on. We are wrapping up this year after what I think is really a year of growth and expansion. A lot of events, a lot of charitable events through the foundation, a lot of mediumship growth, a lot of hopefully scientific discovery and a combination of both. The hope is that when you get involved with the Forever Family Foundation, the hope is that you would become a volunteer as we grow exponentially each year. The need for volunteers is very important. I know right now that the Forever Family Foundation is working really hard. A few volunteers give their time, their efforts, their dedication to the foundation. My hope is that when you look through the website, you'll take a few moments to see maybe what area kind of, for lack of a better word, floats your boat. To get involved in this not-for-profit, totally not-for-profit, 100% volunteer organization that really wants to change worldview on concepts of an afterlife. You can look at it as survival of consciousness, as the scientific community would look at it. You could look at it as a loved one surviving physical death or a spirit, as a medium or a spiritualist would look at it. But in your heart of hearts, if you feel that you want to have a deeper understanding, maybe you might want to take just a few moments to get involved and see the volunteer organization, like I said, that we have is, quite frankly, we don't have enough. I'll just say it. I'll just put it out on the table. And we could really use your help. And we really need dedicated people that really want to lend their time and energy. Also, if you get involved, different ways you can get involved is membership. Membership is totally free. And when you see what you get with membership, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. With membership, you get news updates via email if you'd like. You can sign up for those, and you get word of events and discoveries and interesting things that are going on throughout the foundation before the general public does in most cases. Also, you get a newsletter, which I know they painstakingly but lovingly work on. It has grown since the four-pager that I remember in 2005. It's really, and even then it was a really beautiful newsletter, but it's really chock full of articles and Ask the Medium and beautiful inspirational things of people who might have had a wonderful connection with spirit, and they share it. Poetry. Interesting scientific articles and different ways that you can get involved. Let's say you have a business, for example. We're looking for business sponsorships. What you get with a business sponsorship is amazing. Radio exposure through this wonderful program, which, by the way, is supported because of you helping us keeping it going every week. You get website exposure, email exposure. We do email blasts. There's just so much that you can get involved with to help out this wonderful not-for-profit. So if you get a chance, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Again, membership is free, and we'd really love you to get involved. I know they've wrapped up a beautiful year of many events. I know the foundation is rearing to go for the next year. A lot of events, annual conference, holidays past events, raffles, so many wonderful things where you can get involved, and we'd really love you to do it. What I'd like to do now is take a very short break. And when we come back, we'll have a regular medium here that's been on the program many times and supports the foundation in so many beautiful ways. We'll be speaking with medium Janet Nohavik when we come back. My name is Angelina Diana. You're listening to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Stay tuned.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host, Angelina Diana. And just before we get started with Janet Nohavik, I just want to take a few moments and hope that we can all just take maybe a moment in our minds to think about the folks in Newtown, Connecticut. I'm in Connecticut right now, was born and raised here, and I know the area very well. And Newtown, Connecticut is a very special place. And I know that the United States, the world, the other side is very much aware of what's happened in this great state of Connecticut. And I want you to think about all the outpouring of support that you see happening all over the world. The loss of a child is, there's no greater loss. And I just want you to take a few moments to think about those beautiful children, the teachers that were lost, and how the human spirit rallies through difficulty, and how we're trying to bring good through a tragedy. If we could just take a moment every day to think about the people that we love and how we can embrace them before a tragedy happens like this and try to bring good into the world. And I know that everybody's thinking about Connecticut. I know we are. And I know especially the other side has welcomed and embraced those who've made their journey there. So I just wanted to take a moment to recognize those wonderful spirits. Okay, so now let's welcome another wonderful spirit who we're fortunate to have here on this earth that does wonderful work to connect the other side to us. I'd like to say hello to the wonderful Janet Nohavik. Good evening, Janet. How are you?
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you on this program. You donate your time. I know you just finished actually this month doing a Holidays Past event for the Forever Family Foundation. How did that go? You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I guess it's the third time we're doing it here in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to grow our volunteer basis here as well in New Jersey. And it was a great turnout and quite successful, and such respect for Forever Family. As we continue to grow.
Well, it's wonderful. We really appreciate you volunteering your time and doing the wonderful work that you do. Now, before we get started, I do have a question for you, but do you want to tell our listening audience how people can get a hold of you? About, I know you've written beautiful books, audio tapes. There's just, you have a wealth of information on your website. Can you share that with our audience?
Sure. They could either go to janetnohavik.com. Or we do run a center here in New Jersey. If they want to go to the journeywithin.org, they could actually go through there and see all the many events coming up. And you can access the books. The purchases are by either autobiography or development books as well through that.
It's really a fabulous site, and you've done some wonderful work
there.
Now, I want to ask you about your feelings about tomorrow. You know the world's going to end, so I just thought you'd share your thoughts on it and what you think about the Mayan calendar ending on tomorrow's date.
I think I'm just more concerned more than just that one event tomorrow, the whole lingo of today's verbiage around a fiscal cliff. We're going to fall off the cliff, end of the world. There is such a doomsday mentality around at the minute that is really hurting us as humans.
I agree.
And, you know, there's a Hindu belief that we're leaving with this date to dark ages and moving into a golden age. And mm-hmm. that's all I believe around 12, 21, 12. And I think I was laughing with you earlier, and I have to say that. I passed a bar that I worked at when I was 19, and they were having an end of the world party. And, mm-hmm. you know, the dance will continue on 12, 22, 12. So,
yeah. yeah. yeah, there you go.
Day. That's and I think the wonderful belief in what we do, that if the end of the world came, we're going somewhere else.
That's true, too.
It kind of takes the sting out of the whole of it, so I have to say.
Doesn't it? Yeah, it really does. I agree with you. That's a beautiful way to look at it. And as far as what you feel, I'm just curious if you wouldn't mind sharing your thoughts about what happened and transpired in Newtown. Because I know as a medium, I get many questions about the why. And I was wondering your thoughts on that, the comforting thoughts that you might have received from your guides or the philosophy or anything that, if you wouldn't mind sharing, when something tragic like that happens.
As far as the individual, you know, I guess I have a couple thoughts about it. You know, our society has become what our society has created. And hence the belief that our minds are intelligent, our thinking, our humanity needs to change the direction of our humanity. But as far as those souls being welcomed home, you know, they're as bright as stars they ever were on this planet, just welcome to a distant shore in absolute love. And no words for the devastation of those who have left behind, because it's a very tragic event.
Absolutely.
There's no denying that. But, you know, there isn't a soul that isn't valued absolutely in the divinity of who they are. And each of them goes on, as we well know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that. Okay. Well, as we know, this program is about mediums and messages. So if you do happen to get through to speak to Janet Nohavik, please try not to give her any additional information. I'll be asking you if you have a question for her, if you'd like a connection, and Janet will connect and bring spirit through for you. So I think we're going to take our first caller from Florida. Let's speak to Elise, who's listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Hello, Elise. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for being a part of it. Our guest medium is Janet Nohavik. Do you have a question for her, or would you like a connection?
I would like a connection. That would be great.
Okay. Hi, Elise. How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm good. A little nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous, I have to say. As I was listening just to the sound of your voice, two different people seemed to step forward. And unfortunately, I believe one of them was a sick individual, possibly cancer at the end, because I'm going into respiratory distress here, I have to say. I'm not sure if you've lost one of your grandparents, I have to say, but there is a loving figure that's stepping forward. And I just need to acknowledge the second person that came forward with this individual that I think might have died of cancer. Someone that died on much quicker, almost like a heart attack, something where there was a sudden passing. So I do need to say that to you. And there's a very loving woman that surrounds you here as well, either a grandmother or an aunt, that steps forward. Would any of this make any sense to you, my dear?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. This woman particularly, I have to say, comes around you. I think she's been gone a couple years. Is one of your grandmothers gone, Elise? I do need a little bit of feedback.
I don't know either of my grandmothers, and I would not be sure. Both of them passed, yeah.
That's correct.
The grandmother.
Okay, thanks. So as much as you might not have known one of them, I have to say, there is something to do with the grandmother stepping forward. And I am conscious of the name of either a Margaret or a Betty. So I know I need to bring that to you, connect it back to them. And as I mentioned earlier, they do bring forward here, I feel, a gentleman that died very quickly, almost like people did not get to say goodbye, a sudden passing, I have to say, of a male that comes around you with complete love, I have to say. Are you going back to school, or do you teach or something?
No, I'm not going back to school.
They seem to be patting you on the back with something to do with either relearning or going back to school or new endeavors, I have to say. And I know you're saying you don't know your grandmothers, I have to say, but she does step forward in a very protective way around you, because I think she was a very formidable, strong woman, not very tall. And she comes around you almost like you come from a strong stock. And I do want you to know that I am with you, I have to say. So it's unfortunate you didn't know them, but they are very strong around you, so I do need to acknowledge that as well. Would you be conscious as someone that I just felt, I had trauma with someone, or it's possible they had died from stroke. Would you understand that, Elise?
That would be my grandfather.
Okay, thanks, because there's definitely some sort of head trauma or stroke here. He must have known you when you were younger, if I'm correct. Would you understand? I know you didn't know your grandmother. But your grandfather goes back to when you're small, particularly, I have to say. So I know
no.
I need to acknowledge that.
Why is he going back to when you were like 21?
Excuse me?
My grandfather died when I was 21.
Right, but he's particularly talking about spending time with you when you were much younger.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, because he seems very close to you when you're like you're 3, 5, 7, I have to say.
He has a bit
of a sense of humor because there's a sparkle in his eye. So I don't know if your grandfather was Irish or if he just had a good sense of humor, I have to say. But there's a bit of fun around your grandfather and a tremendous amount of love around you. If I could swoop down and hug you, I have to say, from him. It's just his presence that he wants to bring to you. But all of them come to remind you of how, almost like how strong a stock you come from. So, you know, you've got this whole life ahead of you yet to create with, and just a tremendous amount of love. And there's a very common name of either a John or a James being acknowledged connected to this. And I need to bring forward, I'm not sure if that's here in the spirit world, but just a tremendous amount of love from your grandfather there. But I know you didn't know your grandmoms, but they're very protective around you, and I just need to say that to you. But I felt there's something to do with new learning here for you, because there's almost a new path here, and they're almost excited for you, so I do need to bring that forward. But a lot of love from your grandfather, who seemed, I don't know, a little bit of a backbone there for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I really hope this helps you, Elise. Thank you so much for joining us on Mediums and Messages.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night. Let's take our next caller. Let's speak to Christine from New York. Good evening.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm thrilled to be able to get through.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the program. We really appreciate your contribution. And I think it really truly is a contribution, because I'm sure Janet feels this way too, that when someone opens up to being read, they bring their loved ones to a session. And it's this feeling of contributing or bringing more knowledge into the physical world and making it more physical. Would you agree with that, Janet?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And now, I think the spirit world is just as excited to be here as those who are calling in.
I agree. Now, Christine, do you have a question for Janet, or would you like a connection?
I would love a connection, if that's possible.
Okay. Let me just see when I get there with you.
Okay.
Were you actually with someone when they passed? Because someone kept tapping my hand, almost like you had been with or sat with someone as they were making their transition, I have to say. And again, I feel my breathing is labored here, so I do have to say you must have sat with them for a little bit. And I'm not sure if they died in February or at 2 o'clock or on the 2nd, but they keep bringing that up for some reason, a connection to do with that. So I do have to say that. I also thought you must have either been patting their head or sweeping their hair a little bit. Because for whatever reason, this is going on here as I continue to talk to you. So you were very consoling as I sat. Let me just see about this.
Yeah.
But they also either not with it or in a coma, because it's very important for you to know they said they heard you at the end.
Yes.
So
yes,
I'm not sure if you felt that they weren't hearing you, but I do need to acknowledge that in the way it's being shown to me, I have to say. You also have, there's two significant passings here that were sickness, not just one. One I felt you sat with at the end of their life, so I do need to say this as I go around this. And why do I have this terrible cough with someone?
Because that's what he had. He had a terrible cough.
Okay, because this is god-awful, terrible. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
It's just this terrible cough at the end of life. I don't know if this was your dad or if this was a partner, I have to say, but this is a close connection to my heart, and I do have to say I know there was a bad cough, but I know your presence helped them in all of this for the reason. And you must have, someone here encouraged them to move on and make their transition, because it's just this very peaceful voice. And I think that was very difficult for you, but you were very brave, I have to say, in helping someone in their transition as I go around this. I've just got to mention this because there's a cat or a small dog that's come around my foot. So I don't know if someone had a small pet connected to you as well or if you do now, but I just need to acknowledge that because he's telling me about a small animal. So why would I be getting that, my dear?
Well, I have both a cat and a dog, and they're always around.
Okay. Because it's just something with the presence of this, and I don't know if that's helped to heal or what that's about. I need to bring up Michael, which I know is a common name, or something to do with Saint Michael, so I don't know if someone says prayers, particularly that saint, but there is a connection with this Michael, so I do need to say that as I go around this. But your presence was huge, and this cough illness doesn't follow us to the other side, so please know they're all better. But it's almost
they're
like
better.
Just whispering with my ear. Yes. Illness and age do not follow us to the other side, I have to say. So think of perfect peace. And I don't want you to think of them as just as okay. I want you to think of them as really quite fantastic, I have to say. Because, you know,
great.
It is not a diminished light. It's a full light.
It is.
And as you know, Angelina was mentioning earlier, there's little different signs that you can watch for that, you know, that they come around you and set some of those up so you can continue a relationship with them, because there's a tremendous amount of love here, I have to say, for you. It's
the thing
just very
is, I used to see them in my dreams, and it's not happening anymore, and I just felt really badly about it.
I think
it.
There's a natural transition, I have to say. So we'll try and set up a couple other signs. Sometimes that happens, and that happened with my dad. For a while, he was very present, and then the energy diminished a bit. And I don't think that's unusual, but try and keep them away around you in different ways. Try and say, you know, why don't you use this as a sign or come to me in this different way. And they will utilize the vehicle. So people have the relationship, but sometimes how they come will change. But sometimes this type of reading stimulates things, so they're absolutely fine. But they knew you were with them because they kept smacking my hand, I have to say, to let you know that you knew you were there.
Yeah.
So take a lot of the thought, my dear.
I hope this helps you, Christine. And Christine, I want you to think of something else, too, if you don't mind me adding, Janet, that... You know, sometimes, you know, and I hear this a lot, and I know Janet does too, that, they've stopped communicating in a certain way. And I really believe also it's because they're trying to say something different. They're trying to show you something different. They're trying to get your attention in a different way to help you grow in communicating. I know Janet believes this, that the other side is a very teaching vehicle. They want to teach us. They want to help us. So imagine when you are having dreams with them, it was the way this person was communicating to you to say, hey, I'm okay. This is how one way I can communicate with you. And it's almost like this feeling, the next step is okay. So she's learning basically that I'm here and I'm okay. So now let me try to go maybe into her everyday life and her physical life. So they're going to start showing things to you differently physically around you. So the suggestion that I would make to you that I know Janet would too is instead of, because when we grieve, we always come from the point of, I don't feel good, send me a sign to make me feel better. And that's a natural thing to do. And it placates your grief for a little while. But then we go back to that question, well, how are you? We want to know more. So my suggestion to you is, when you're having a moment where you feel a little bit stronger in your grief, it's not always easy because grief never leaves you. You just learn to manage it through the years, is take a moment and try to be like a medium. Put yourself in a daydream state. Pray to them or talk to them in your mind. Send them a positive thought. Have a conversation with them. And then take a moment to sit quiet. Try to see, hear, and feel things from within. Whatever you get, just say thank you for that moment. Then, my dear, take whatever they gave you in that moment. It might be a flash of something. It might be a sentence, a memory. Then say, okay, show that to me in the physical world now. give it to me as a sign that maybe we had this conversation. So what you're doing now is you're taking your connection with your loved one from a dream state to really bringing it into the physical world, but by you starting the conversation yourself. It's a two-way conversation, and I think that's probably why sometimes they might leave your dreams. Does that make sense?
Yes, because I understand. Absolutely,
oh, good.
Because I really have to incorporate them into my everyday life.
Yes, and it's hard to do, Janet. You know this because you're grieving. It's hard to say, oh, remind me of, you know, the time that you and I went into the grocery store and bought two cakes and ate them like crazy, you know, and that brings back more grief. But as we learn to balance the grief through the years, we might be able to get a little stronger to try to be more proactive. Don't you agree, Janet?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I hope this helped you.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's a lot to think about. It was extremely helpful. I'd never heard that before, that about that idea of doing that. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You got it. Have yourself a great evening. Okay, let's take, I understand all the lines are completely flooded right now, so let's take our next caller right now, Maureen from Maryland. She's joining us now on Mediums and Messages, brought to us by the Forever Family Foundation. Good evening, Maureen. How are you? Maureen, are you there? I guess we don't have her. I guess we'll take our next caller. Why don't we go ahead and put them through? Let's take let's take the next caller from California. I understand they're calling. I guess we have a little bit of a technical issue going on with our phone. So let me ask you this, Janet. Do you have a do you have a philosophy when you do mediumship on how to prepare for it?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Angela.
That's okay. Do you have a philosophy on mediumship to prepare for it before you get started? Before you actually start a session, what do you do to prepare to read someone?
I would have to say I don't have a philosophy of that. You know, for me being a former Roman Catholic nun, it's a state of being. So I do have to say, for me, it's a state of being. It's
a state of being.
A place in an interior world that I reach out to another world. So
I love that.
I can't say it's a philosophy.
So it's not a philosophy. Okay. Just kind of curious. I think we have our next caller. I believe this is Dylan that's calling us for mediums and messages. Well, thank you. Good evening. You're listening to Mediums and Messages. Who am I talking with?
Okay. My name is Loretta.
Hi, Loretta. Thank you for joining us for Mediums and Messages. Do you have a question for Janet, or do you have a request for a connection?
Well, I have a request for a connection.
Hi, Loretta. How are you this evening?
I'm okay, Janet. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I am getting the presence of a gentleman that feels like a father figure to me, I have to say. But I do feel this was a sudden passing, so the communicator stepping forward first is a gentleman that died very fast, almost like a heart attack or something very sudden here. So I do need to say that. And I'm not sure if I go back in your family, if there's distance from where you live with the rest of your family, or if some of your family's kind of drifted away a little bit. But there seems to be a conversation here about where family, I don't know, it's either not so close or if you guys just don't live close together. So I know I need to acknowledge that. But you understand what appears to be a father figure to me, Loretta, in the spirit world, though.
He felt like a rock. Yeah, father figure would be good. He wasn't my father, the one I'm thinking of, but he was a rock for me.
Okay, because this gentleman comes to the way a father would come, and I really do have to say that to you in that way. And I don't know if you felt you didn't get to spend enough time with him or if there's an actual timepiece left behind, but there is something here absolutely, I have to say, with something to do with this either lack of spending time or you went out of your way to spend time with him. But that seems essential for something, so I do need to say that to you in the way he's bringing it. I'm also conscious of a Frank or a Francis here somehow that he's making me aware of, so I do need to say that. I think he must have been a sounding board to you, I have to say, because I think what you're missing is is, I think what you're missing is this length, because he listened to you. And that's left a bit of a void. And he does want you to know he still hears you. He desperately wants you to know he's still hearing you. So I do need to acknowledge it from him as we go down this. And I kept hearing the name of a Robert, I have to say.
A Robert?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, because that name's being acknowledged as I go around it. There's also thank yous here, I have to say, for something to do with... Oh, he just keeps saying, I don't know if you took care of the arrangements for him at the end of his life, but there's a huge thank you for something you must have gone out of your way to help with at the end of his life, because that seems really significant, I have to say. This fog is father figure, I have to say, is the most significant. Would you understand that, my dear?
I think so, yes.
And
what is the significance of Robert?
The name, it was a name he brought up for some reason, so I don't know if that's someone currently in your life or if it's somehow connected with him, I have to say. But there
well,
is
it's Robert is a brother, uh-huh.
Okay, your brother or his?
Robert is a brother who's still alive.
Okay, thank you. There must be something going on, or he's trying to reach out to him, but it does seem significant in that way. The really interesting thing about this whole evening is that all the communicators that are stepping forward, including this father figure to you, I have to say, are coming with, like, I'm here, I'm still here for you, I'm still the backbone for you I ever was, and I still want you to know that. All of the messages tonight seem to be so strongly about that. So I think he wants his presence to be with you there. Can I just ask you as well, I don't know if there's a grandmother who was very arthritic, but there's a woman here who shows me she had a lot of pain at the end of her life, almost like a rheumatoid arthritis or bone cancer, but she struggled a little bit with pain management. Would you understand that with a woman?
I had an aunt that was very arthritic that passed not too long ago.
Yes, very, very either rheumatoid arthritis, but not so well, and I do need to say that. And she must have come from quite a big family, because you seem to have a lot of relatives here, I have to say. Quite a few that have passed over, a small army is what they're saying from the other side. So I do know I need to say that to you. And all of them are kind of coming around this holiday time particularly. So, you know, as the circle on the other side, you know, has grown larger, say it's a formidable group, but your aunt particularly, I felt, struggled a wee bit at the end there. There's also something here with a Beth, or an Elizabeth, if I go back. It's just a name they're bringing to me, but all of the message tonight to you is about the support for you, so I do need to acknowledge just a tremendous amount of love from the spiritual realm. So I do need to say that. What's the connection with Florida here somehow?
Not sure. The Robert, mention of Robert really interests me. Was the father figure mentioning Robert?
Right. There's something here to do with Robert, and I think the connection to do with Florida is connected with him. But just take particularly the love from the father figure, I have to say to you, and many blessings and happy holidays to you.
I hope this helped
you.
Thank you for joining us on Mediums and Messages. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's take our next caller joining us for Mediums and Messages. Let's speak to Marsha from Wyoming. Good evening, Marsha. How are you?
It's actually Marcia. That's okay.
Marcia? That's fine. Thank you so much.
Marcia,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Sure.
Would you like a connection, or did you want to ask Janet Nohavik a question?
I have a question.
Wonderful.
There's a young woman named Angie Dodge from Idaho Falls, Idaho, who was murdered over 10 years ago. Can you ask Angie who murdered her?
I don't do that on the radio. I need to tell you that I only do that privately with family members that call me in confidence.
Okay, I'm a private investigator, and I've been so bothered by this.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I only do that in confidence.
Yeah.
For the
okay.
Family.
Yeah, and I agree with you.
I totally
agree with that. You know, we understand your kindness and being concerned for the person who unfortunately was murdered. But I agree with Janet that when it comes to something as sensitive as this, it should be done privately.
Sure.
Not only because of the feelings and the, maybe some people are dealing with anger in the family. There might be other family members who are over it, other families who feel, hurt over it. We appreciate you calling.
Right. But can I have a connection?
Oh, boy, she's really asking for a lot, huh?
Free, please.
Angelina, if you would like to take that, Angelina, and see if you have a connection, that'd be great if you could jump in on that.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. I do feel a male figure around you. Father has passed?
No, but he was 30 years older, and I was married to him.
Okay, he comes, I have to tell you, if this is him, let me get some validation that it's him, because there are many people that might step forward and say, I felt like a father to you, because remember, when spirit speaks, it's from their perspective, but I do feel like this male is coming over very much like father. He does feel like he could be father in age, and if he was 30 years older, the age part fits. He does make me feel like when he was here, he pushed you to be an entrepreneur. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like that's how he's coming through. So he's actually, and I'm hearing this, so when I'm hearing this from Spirit, I have to tell you, he was quite a talker. He really had a way of talking to people and being very clear in his communication, because I feel like I'm hearing him more than I'm feeling him, with the exception of being like father in age, and also feeling like on some level he led you and mentored you like a dad. Now, you know, I don't want to, offend you if he's your romantic figure. You also obviously had romantic feelings. But I have to tell you, he does have that. It's not a stately feeling, but it's this feeling of I taught her. And I see dollar signs around him too. So he was very driven by the dollar, right?
Yeah, international attorney.
Okay, driven by the dollar. That sounds about right to me.
Yeah.
Being an attorney. Okay, so he's definitely coming through. Does the name Chip or Charles or Cha-Cha-Cha mean anything to you? Because that's also what I'm hearing from him. Where's the Cha?
Just, he loved to dance.
Okay, so he's dancing.
Poetry.
Okay, well, the poetry part I don't get with that, but the cha-cha-cha I do. So I feel like he's dancing, or he wants to bring that up. And I have to tell you, every time he talks, I mean, he's obviously coming through out of love, and he's coming through out of connection. But when he talks, it's really I, me, me, me. Because when he does the cha-cha-cha, he's doing it for you, not necessarily with you. That seems to be his energy. I hope that makes sense. But it's not done out of spitefulness. It's just, this is who I am. It's me doing the cha-cha-cha for her. Or that's the feeling I got along with hearing it. Now, he does make me feel like he was sick for quite some time. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, he tells me there were three... I'm seeing this. So this husband figure of yours was very good with visuals. It wasn't necessarily creative, but he liked showing you things to make his point. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And I don't know if you noticed the way that I'm speaking. This is not me. He speaks very directly, especially when he wants to prove a point. And it's not just the lawyer in him. He was that way as a husband, too. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. But also,
very
he tells me...
spiritual man.
Yeah, but he also says, I'm very funny and charming too, but when I wanted to make a point, so he's being kind of funny with a dry sense of humor. But he tells me that in his illness, there were three peaks and valleys, three times where he either almost crossed over or three times where he's pretty close to it. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. And he tells me this is almost over, almost close to a year. No, year and three quarters. Not quite 2 years, but a year and three quarters. Do you understand that? Was he sick for almost a year and three quarters?
Yes.
Okay, so he's validating that. Now, I have to tell you, he's being very specific in numbers. He's a very numbers kind of guy. He's very connected to numbers. Was he a big, big fan of Las Vegas?
No, not so much Las Vegas.
Okay,
I'm New York.
Okay, well, I'm getting
a penthouse in Manhattan.
I love that. He wasn't speaking of that. He's speaking of his ability to gamble or take chances. Do you understand that?
Yeah, not the gambling.
It's a feeling I'm getting from him. He showed it to me in the reference of last night. Okay.
He gave the Osmonds their start.
Okay. I want to talk about his feeling of taking chances. That's what it feels like to me. It's a feeling he's giving me. And to wrap up this reading, unless Janet has something to add, I want to say to you, the message with that is you need to remember the influence I had on you. You're a little afraid to take chances in your life right now. You're holding yourself back. Your entrepreneurial spirit is a little dry. I want you to remember what I taught you. Does this make sense to you? Is this speaking to you right now?
Yes.
So with all the symbolism he's showing, there's a reason why he shows me certain things. I want you to know that he's coming through to deliver this message to you, that his entrepreneurial spirit, his ability to take chances, his ability to speak directly to people, but in a very funny and charming way, and to be entrepreneurial about money is something that he's sending you as advice and evidence. Please know that he's with you. He took a little bit of a gamble when it came to his health, he tells me, but he went through that 1.75 years to the best of his ability. He thanks you for being there with him, and I hope this helps you in the time that we're together. Okay.
Yes, his name's Bill Kralik. Just so you know.
Okay.
But his name with him.
Well,
thank
I hope
you so much. I appreciate it. And God bless you.
God bless you too. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take Maria, our next caller from line one. She is actually calling us from California. Hello, Maria. How are you?
Hi, Janet. This is Janet.
This is Angelina.
Hi, how are you?
This is Angelina Diana.
Hi, good evening.
You can actually speak to Janet right now. Do you want a message or have a question for her?
Yeah, I want a message from my loved one from the other side.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Marie. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Okay, there's a woman that steps forward here who must have loved gardening or something to do with these beautiful flowers, or there's been a huge tribute to her in some way with a massive amount of flowers at the end of her life. So I do need to bring that. There's actually a couple different communicators here. There's a male that I felt was not that old, so I don't know if you've lost a brother or someone that would be more your equal, like a partner or half the size, because there's a gentleman stepping forward that comes to you with a tremendous amount of love. And I don't feel he lived a full life. I felt he died on the younger side. So I know I need to acknowledge that as I come to you.
I lost a son. I lost a 20-year-old son.
Okay, thank you. Because this feels like he didn't live to be a full life, I have to say. But he honored you. I do have to say, while he was alive, he must have respected you. Would you understand that, Maria?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't know if it's family lineage or if that is very important in your family, this respect for the parents, but I need to bring that to you, I have to say. I don't know if there was a bit of a disappointment with something at the end there, but there's an apology to you from your son, and it's very important I bring that to you, I have to say. It could have just been his age, but I do need to acknowledge it. But I need to bring with him a figure, I have to say, either mother or grandmother, who on the other side, I have to say, it's almost like they've met, he is with other family over there. So I do need to say that. Thank you. You must have had a grandfather here who lived to be pretty old, I have to say, because there's a gentleman here who's showing his age almost a little bit in the way he's bending over to me, almost like an 80, 90-year-old, because the body was starting to feel that aging process there. So I do need to say that. Not a very loud man, but kind of a wise man, I have to say, in the way it was shown to me as I go around that. I don't know if your son was very bright or creative, but he shows me a very sharp mind. Would you understand that, Maria?
Yes, I do.
Because he shows me like snapping his fingers, like he was always thinking, always moving, I have to say. So there's something very significant. And there must have been some sort of tribute to him, either a monument or a memorial. I don't know if someone wrote a poem, but they're showing me something that was a tribute to him. So I don't know if his friends did something, but just something he keeps talking about. And it really was a bit of a tribute as I talk about your son. It's definitely shown. I'm not sure if you're holding a smaller picture of his, but there's more. I'm sorry, what?
I always do.
Okay, because he's holding you must be holding a smaller photo of him because he's trying to show me that as a validation that he is with you. So I do need to bring that forward because it's definitely shown from him. And I'm not sure if we're coming up right on a birthday or an anniversary right of now, but he's ringing bells for me. So there's something significant right around this time. Not just Christmas because that's important, you know, the holidays for a lot of people, but there must be something else in the family here. Do you have a daughter? Did he have a girlfriend? Because there's a girl he wants to be remembered to. Okay. He wants to say hello to her as well. Thank you.
Yeah, my daughter. He's
referencing the younger female here, and he does want to step forward and just come with a tremendous amount of love to her as well. So I know you're feeling his loss, but he's definitely here with you. And he's showing it to me, so I'm just going to acknowledge there's something to do with your with the sign with butterflies. So I don't know if that has already manifested in some way to you, but your son is bringing some sort of little message or some sort of sign he's going to bring forward with that. And there's something with a Kim. I'm hearing the name Kim. So I don't know if that's
Kim
in the family. Yes. Mm-hmm. He's bringing up
really.
Kim in it. Okay. Well, remember I said it to you. I don't think it's Tim. I think it's a Kim.
Okay.
Your mother steps forward with your son, and they really are fine. You will feel their presence. There's no doubt about it. I did have to bring this apology he seemed to want to bring, but he absolutely respected you. And please remember his love, too, as well, those still here, particularly your daughter he's talking about as I go around it. Why would my head be hurting with him? Why at the end is he's tapping my head. I'm not sure if there was trauma of some sort or if he was out of it at the end, but there's just something as a validation to you that he brings up. He could not have loved you more, Maria, and still continues to do. And you will at times feel his presence. There's no doubt about it. But please know he's in the loving arms of your mom on the other side. So I hope that helps you a little bit there, Maria. Many blessings.
Thank you so much, Maria, for joining
Thank
us.
So
and we're
much.
Very we're very sorry
Thank
for your
you so
loss.
Much.
We hope this helped you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know if we have another caller, but if we okay, let's bring Barbara. We only have about 3 minutes left to the program, but let's bring her on. Barbara, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you so much.
Do you have a question, or would you like a connection?
I would love a connection, if I may.
Sure, I want you to realize we only have about a minute and a half. Go ahead, Jan, if you can, please.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Thank you.
I've got a woman I've got a woman that steps forward that was a bit of a worrier in life, I have to say. She feels loving to me, so this is either mom or grandmom, but I do have to say you would have had a strong connection to her. But in life, there's a bit of an anxious energy with her or a bit of a worrier energy with her. Would you understand that? And you've either got a necklace of hers or a cross of hers, but there's a piece of jewelry she's particularly kind of quickly trying to call my attention to so that you know it is her with you, I have to say. Would you understand that at all, Barbara?
Kind of, I would. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, because she's bringing that up. And there's something here with either a Catherine or a Kathleen, Connie, she keeps talking about. So I've got to bring reference to another female that she's acknowledging as I go around this as well. And cancer conditions with a woman, particularly before she died, because I feel this sickness here. Would you understand, Barbara?
Yes, Yes.
Okay, because she's talking about cancer conditions before she passed, so I know I need to bring that up as well. I'm not sure if you're one of three or if you're the third child, but she keeps talking about three. So I do need to say that, particularly maybe she was one of three, but it's something, and I'm trying to get as much information as I can quickly, I have to say. But she does acknowledge that in the way it's brought to me. And there's something here, I don't know who died in November, But she keeps bringing up the 11th as a significant date or month. But I just need to very quickly, and I know we only had a second here, just bring this presence of a woman, I have to say. And bless and peace, she says, because I think she was sick at the end and struggled there a little bit. You could not have loved her more, and that was very evident in your presence to her. So just take that wee bit of a message there, Barbara, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much, Barbara. We really appreciate you joining us. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have. Janet Nohavik, I want to thank you so much for your wonderful ability and your philosophies and bringing comfort to people by working through the other side. Would you tell our audience again how they can get a hold of you?
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us as well. You can either go to janetnohavik.com or you can go to the center's website, thejourneywithin.org. And it's been a pleasure being on and being a supporter for Forever Family Foundation.
We appreciate it. My name is Angelina Diana. I'm your host. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for joining us every Thursday for Mediums and Messages and also Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And remember, your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a nice evening.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Memories crash in my dreams like a siren in my sleep. What a scene, what a dream. Coming through the looking glass, My broken heart's my faded past. It seems that I can breathe, but the promises are meant to keep the love alive and the passion deep. Oh, I can't find the reasons for these scars. Oh, why?